Charitable groups who have raised hundreds of thousands of dollars hosting bingos over the years are having trouble understanding why the city of Stratford will not renew their lease in the big hall at the Burnside Agriplex. Anywhere from 38 to 48 people sit down up to 9 times a week for bingo in an upstairs space that the city says fits 300 people. The city has offered the smaller Tim Taylor Lounge, next door at the Rotary Complex, but that won't get approved by the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario, says Manny Puitz, bingo chairperson and treasurer of the Optimist Club of Downey. Not nearly big enough for the space that bingo requires, he said. Plus, applications had to be in the hands of the AGCO last month for October through March bingos, Puitz said. We can't make up for that lost revenue, Puitz said. The lease from the city is up at the end of September. Notice was given that the lease would not be renewed on July 20. Around the time that the notice was given, Angie Miller found out she would be losing her job as manager of Stratford Bingo Country if they could not find an adequate space. I am out of a job end of September, she told Stratford Today. I have worked here for 18 years. Miller said a popular part-time autistic employee, who the bingo players adore, is also slated to lose his job. Members are part of the Stratford Super Jackpot Bingo Association. They use the space up to 7 days per week. They would have to share the Tim Taylor Lounge with other user groups and bookings could be impacted by holidays and hockey tournaments, Puitz said. Tim Wolf, director of community services for the city, told Stratford Today the city has worked with the user groups. The Tim Taylor Lounge, named for the retired NHLer, sits 91, comfortably, he said. Bingo groups can still use the big hall as a rentable item, and if the user groups have a larger bingo to plan, they can use space at the Rotary Complex. Wolf said the building and the big hall were built for multi-use, for everyone that needs the space. The lease between the city and the bingo user groups states that they can use the big hall during the week from 6 to 11 p.m. and weekends from 2 to 11 p.m. We have an open room doing absolutely nothing all day, Wolf said. We are looking at making it multi-use for lots of groups. Especially fitting 300 and they are averaging 43 bingo players per night. User groups at the bingo hall range from a high school to Knights of Columbus to minor baseball. Revenue is split 55-45 between Bingo Country Stratford, owned by John Rinn, and the charities that use the space. The user groups are not charged for their bingos and do not have responsibility for paying staff or looking after equipment. Rinn did not return a request for comment. Miller said they have searched for a new space, but they need at least 7,000 square feet to fit tables, equipment and AGCO requirements for storage of permanent fixtures and locked storage availability. The current space is about 10,000 square feet. They can't store anything at the Tim Taylor Lounge and they can't lug everything around, either, she said. We have tried everywhere. There is either not enough space or not enough parking. According to Puitz's math, more than $112,000 has been split between member groups on average per year, over the past 3 years, even during COVID. If they can't find adequate space, Optimist Club of Downey would have to find a way to make up for about $8,000 in lost revenue each year, he said. For some user groups, bingos are their only source of revenue for the entire year, he said. It's also a social activity for the players, some of whom have sat down to play for decades, Puitz said. A town hall open house was held during the week and about 60 people showed up to voice concerns. Many of the user groups are concerned about what happens next, Puitz said. Puitz invited city councillors but no one came by, he said. It's a concern within the community, someone could have peeked their head into the door. Puitz said it is confusing why the city wouldn't want the monthly lease payments, plus the fee they get for each bingo game. Miller estimated the lease and fees paid to the city totals up to $14,000 per month. Puitz said Rinn knew the lease was coming up but has not been able to find a suitable space. We did give them notice, it wasn't a last-minute thing, Wolf said. Wolf said the city has worked with the user groups to find alternatives and continues to do so. He is confident the city can recoup fees from other groups that will be using the big hall. The topic is expected to come up at Stratford City Council as an operational item, perhaps as early as next week. Miller said they have an executive group that are prepared to address the possibility of an extension at the big hall until they can find new space. Miller, meanwhile, is staying positive about her job prospects. "I'll find something else. I'll be okay."